KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'll take a look at sports here this morning. First, a high school wrestling state tournament will remain the same. There had been discussion about possibly changing the format this year due to COVID-19, but precautions and attendance restrictions will be in place this year, and they will stick with the traditional format of the state dual tournament on Wednesday and the traditional tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those will be run from February 17th through the 20th. Competition and spectator guidelines for those events will continue to follow the most updated proclamations and guidance with state and local government officials and the Iowa Events Center. The state wrestling championships average more than 75,000 attendees across all sessions each year, but this year capacity will allow for less than 4,000 tickets per session. Ticketing information will be announced as we get closer. Due to the restricted capacity and to offer participating wrestlers an opportunity to remain at the event, those ticket prices have been increased. It'll be $15 per session for the dual team tournament and the traditional tournament sessions, except for the finals, that will be $20 per ticket. Cheerleaders will not be allowed this year. High school wrestling scoreboard action from around the area last night. Taking a look at our scoreboard from the area. And a double duel at Clarinda last night. Atlantic Cam falling to Clarinda 45-31. And Atlantic Cam also fell to Glenwood 48-27 last evening. Clarinda beat Glenwood 37-30. Among the winners for Atlantic, Cruz Weaver, Joe Weaver, Jackson Bell, Brian South, and they were double winners last night. Jared Armstrong and Tay Jordan and Devin McKay each picked up a win last night also for Atlantic. Also at Creston last night, Creston defeating Denison 81-0. Creston over East Union 80-0. And Creston beating Shenandoah 82-0. Denison out-wrestled East Union 45-18. Denison over Shenandoah 36-15. At Kemper Catholic last night, Harlan defeating AHSTW 63-12. Harlan over Red Oak 60-18. Harlan beating Kemper Catholic 60-10. Kemper Catholic downing Red Oak 51-30. Kemper Catholic over AHSTW 48-15. And it was Red Oak over AHSTW 42-36. At Carroll last night, Winterset beat Carlisle 56-22. Winterset over Carroll 51-27. Carlisle beat Carroll 43-42. Also at Panorama last night, Van Meter Earlham over Panorama 42-38. Van Meter Earlham beat I-35 42-40. Van Meter Earlham, a winner over Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas 54-29. I-35 beat Panorama 54-23. I-35 over Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas 48-24. And Southeast Warren, Melcher Dallas beat Panorama 54-23 in that meet. The predicament announced its latest high school wrestling rankings yesterday. In Class 1A, Don Bosco is ranked number 1. Logan Magnolia is in at number 3. Underwood is number 5 in this week's rankings. In the team rankings in 2A, West Delaware is top rated. And in Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock is the top rated squad. Among the individual wrestlers that are ranked this time around in Class 1A, at 106, Eli Becerra of Missouri Valley's second ranked, Braden Mater of Southwest Valley's fifth ranked. At 113, Gable Porter of Underwood is the top-rated wrestler. John Schroeder of Oakland Riverside is eighth. At 120 pounds, Jace Rose of Riverside is fourth, Blake Allen of Underwood eighth, and Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley is ninth. At 126, Stevie Barnes of Underwood third rated. Sean Thompson of Logan Magnolia, 7th ranked. At 132, Weston Allen of Underwood is 2nd rated. Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia, top rated at 138, with Seth Danker of ACGC, number 10. At 145, Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia is 3rd ranked, and Carter Andreessen of Audubon is 10th rated. Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia is top ranked at 152. Gavin McGuire of Logan Magnolia is 6th ranked at 160. At 182, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center is ranked 9th. At 195, Corey Coleman of Trainer ranked 8th. At 220, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley is 3rd rated. And at 285, Devin Whipple of Bedford Lennox is ranked 4th. Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia 5th. And Connor Murray of Mo Valley is 8th. In the 2A individual rankings, at 106, Vincent Mayberry of Glenwood is ranked 6th. At 120, Ethan Fulman of Atlantic Cam is rated 10th. Joe Weaver of Atlantic Cam is 9th ranked at 126. At 138, Shea Parkus of Kemper Catholic is 9th ranked. At 145, Dawson Bond of Red Oak is 10th rated. Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama, 2nd ranked at 160. Caden Stutzman of Atlantic Cam is 8th ranked at 170 pounds. Mitch Mayberry of Glenwood is 6th ranked at 182. At 195, Jackson Kinsella of Creston is 2nd rated. Cole Ridenour of Clarinda is 8th ranked. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda is 3rd rated. Also in the 3A individual rankings, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central, 7th ranked at 120. At 145, Jude Ryan of Abe Lincoln is 6th rated. Also, Carroll's Jerry Gallegos is number 9 ranked at 145. And at 152, Abraham Dirks of Carroll is 5th ranked in the most recent ratings. In high school basketball last night, the Atlantic boys basketball team has been searching for that complete game signature win, and they got one last night over Harlan, 73-60. The Trojans got a big night from Skylar Handlos with 26 points, and Garrett Reynolds was huge off the bench with 13 points and a strong haul of rebounds. That game was tied 17-all at the end of the first. Atlantic built an 8-point lead in the second, but Cyclones responded with a 9-0 run at the end of the half to take a 1-point lead to the break. Skylar Handlos got the first bucket of the second half to give the Trojans the lead back, and then they never trailed again. Trojans outscored the Cyclones 17-5 in the third quarter to go up 11 heading into the fourth. The Cyclones got within 8 early in the fourth, but the Trojans quickly answered with a 7-0 run to build that lead back. Dayton Templeman added 12 points to help the Trojans improve to 5-5 on the season. Also in Hawkeye 10 basketball last night, boys hoops, Glenwood beat Red Oak 58-53. In the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon beat IKM Manning 38-35. Gavin Smith sealed the win with a block shot at the buzzer. Riverside beat Shenandoah 68-45. In Rolling Valley Conference, it was West Harrison over Whiting 60-11. ACGC beating Cam 50-44. Corner Conference Tournament semifinals saw Sydney beat Stanton 64-59 and East Mills over Fremont Mills 58-30. Also, Clarinda Academy beat Essex in overtime 47-46, and the Pride of Iowa Conference Southwest Valley beat East Union 69-68. The Harlan girls basketball team opened up the game on an 11-0 run and held Atlantic at bay the rest of the game, picking up a win last night over Atlantic. The Cyclones were up 22-10 at the end of the first, 38-25 at half, and 53-41 after the third quarter as they post that 73-60 win. Also, Brecken Van Bale picked up a game-high 18 points to lead the way for Harlan. Atlantic got 15 from Jada Jensen, 13 from Haley Rasmussen as they fall to 6-8 on the year. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 basketball girls hoops last night, Glenwood beat Red Oak 84-33. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon over IKM Manning 46-31. From the Rolling Valley, Cam over ACGC 62-40. Whiting beat West Harrison 58-51. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lennox over Earlham 51-39. Southwest Valley beating East Union 51-37. The Atlantic girls basketball team has added a home game with Urbandale this weekend. Atlantic JV varsity girls will host Urbandale Saturday at 6 and 7:30. This is following the 9th JV and varsity boys basketball games against Creston at 1, 2:30, and 4 o'clock. Girls' high school basketball rankings for the Girls Athletic Union came out yesterday afternoon as well. Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan remains on top. Exira EHK is at number 6. Lennox is 13th this week. In Class 2A, Maquoketa Valley top-rated. Nottoway Valley is 5th, Trainer 10th, and Underwood 11th. In 3A, Cherokee is on top with Panorama in at 14. In Class 4A, Glenwood is top-rated. Creston is 9, Denison 10, Harlan 11, Lewis Central is 14th, and in 5A, Johnston is the top-ranked team this week. The Iowa High School Athletic Association Board of Control approved and accepted the loan recommendation out of recent meetings of the joint IHSAA and IGHSAU classification committee. And here's what they're doing. They're adding one more classification of football ahead of the 2021 season. That new classification will be Class 5A, and that adds an 11-player group to reduce the disparity in enrollment in the largest class of football and to increase the number of participating teams and student-athletes in the postseason. That means Class 5A, Class 4A, Class 3A will each have 36 teams with 9 regular season games and 16 playoff qualifiers. Class 2A and Class 1A will have 48 teams each with 8 regular season games and 32 playoff qualifiers. And Class A, the remainder of those 11-player teams, will have 8 regular season games with 32 playoff qualifiers. 8-man will have all 8-player teams and 8 regular season games with 32 playoff qualifiers. Teams in 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man will be permitted to play a 9th regular season game if they don't qualify for the postseason. The Atlantic boys swimming team competed in a duel against Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln at Kern Middle School last night. The Lynx came out ahead of the Trojans 77-44. Braden Atkinson won the 200 individual medley. He was also second in the 100 freestyle. Brian York won the 100 backstroke and was second in the 200 freestyle. Alex Liss was second in the 50 freestyle last night for Atlantic. Iowa unraveled in the second half and lost to Indiana last night in a game heard here on KJAN. The Hoosiers took control with a late 23-3 run and raced away to an 81-69 win, handing the fourth-ranked Hawkeyes their first home loss of the season. The Hawks were outscored 50-32 in the second half and finished 5 of 23 from three-point range. Luka Garza led Iowa with 28 points and 12 rebounds.
I wish I could have played better, be better for my team, but, you know, it's just disappointing when you're not able to go out there and be able to execute like the way you want to. So it's disappointing for everybody, but we're going to use it as motivation going forward.
Joe Wieskamp had 16 points for the Hawkeyes, who played undermanned in the second half as they played the entire second half without starting guard C.J. Frederick, who is nursing a lower leg injury. Hawkeyes are now 6-2 in the Big Ten. They're 12-3 overall. Big 12 Conference announced the rescheduling of the Iowa State-Kansas men's basketball game. That'll be on Thursday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Allen Fieldhouse. That game was originally scheduled for January 16th before it was postponed due to COVID-19 protocols in the Cyclone program. And also in a college basketball note, number 3-ranked Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team withstood a hot shooting night from Newman University and improved to 9-1 on the year with an 81-70 win at Bearcat Arena. Bearcat senior Ryan Hawkins registered his 8th career 30-point scoring game. He led all scorers with 30 points in that contest. Northwest is back in action at home Saturday against the University of Central Oklahoma. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.